Oh my, you get this every interview, and sorry. Can you please walk us through the best slash worst day of your life? Oh, I don't even want to hint towards it a little bit, but please, go ahead.
Yeah, so it was June 11th of 2009, at 6 o'clock, it became clear that my wife and I were going to separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 7 o'clock, I won $100,000 all within an hour. And it was, it was just like the epicenter of everything good and bad. And at this point, man, it seems like a million years ago. But so that was, just every emotion you could possibly imagine. The depths of each one, like
it's like
sad as can be.
Oh man,
all swirled into this.
It sucks. All of this is over. Let me get the phone.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, I went to work and I was upset and angrily cleaning. And I got this phone call from a number I didn't recognize, and I was like, "Yeah, for the hell, hello, what? Oh, wait, what?"
Now, to those who don't know that, and this is even more mind blowing, and is you got the $100,000 for an essay you wrote about ice cream.
Yep, 150 words.
Edie's ice cream. All of this sounds like bullshit. Like yeah. All of it.
Oh, I know. Believe me.
How many times have you had to tell someone? I'm serious.
Yeah, every time I tell the story, it's. And the thing is, like I wrote, so it was called The Taste of Recovery. It was about if you won $100,000 from Edie's, how would you use the money to help, in recovery, in economic recovery.
Okay.
And it was, if you use Gmail, like the little ads pop up at the top, and it was one of those, and I clicked it, I honestly didn't even remember writing it when
we already established you have a horrible memory.
That's true. But, it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, I'll do this real quick. Type, send, and then, however much longer later, I got the phone
Never
call.
Never hear from them.
Yeah. But the other side of this is, this is a long story, and I'm trying to figure out where to start.
No, you don't. Take whatever time you need. You act like I got something to do.
So I was, my dad and my brother-in-law, my brother and I were supposed to go to Baltimore. This is like Memorial Day weekend, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
To watch the Tigers play the Orioles for a weekend. And on Monday of that week, I was not feeling great, so I went to the doctor just to, prevent anything that might be coming if I had a sore throat.
Yeah, check it
out. So I was there, and she was like, yeah, you're fine. It's just a little flu. Don't worry about it. Anything else? And I was like, oh, yeah, there's this, weird pain in my side. I don't think it's anything. And then she poked it, and I screamed, and she sent me to the hospital. To have my appendix removed. And it was while I was at the hospital recovering, on morphine, I was totally out of it, that I got the phone call saying I was a finalist in this contest that I did not know I had entered. And so I at least had the sound mind to say, hey, I'm in a hospital. Can you email me this?
Okay.
And so from 15,000 essays, they picked five. And the five... Those five each got a little flip camera.
Oh, okay.
Had to make a 2-minute video basically on the same topic as the essay, and then send that video in. So from the hospital, I got home, filmed it the next day, sent it in, and so then it was 3 weeks later that I won that. So it was a real weird. The whole thing was just a very strange trip.
Okay,